Traditionally, this Sunday is called Good Shepherd Sunday for reasons that are probably pretty obvious. Of course, we have the Lord's own discourse here about himself as the shepherd. Now, this discourse about the shepherd is, according to our reading today, according to what it says in the Missal, is directed at the Pharisees. He's talking to the Pharisees, and he says, I am the good shepherd. He's setting up a contrast. There is the way in which they behave and the way in which the Lord behaves. The Lord says that he will even lay down his life for the sheep. That's one point. He also says that they know him and he knows them. As the Father knows me, he says, and I know the Father. I know my own, and they know me. So there are a couple things that we can draw out of this. First of all, there is a relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, which is very intimate. Over a period of time, people get to know each other. Even animals get to know you, the sound of your voice, and maybe that some of you have pets, right? You could have dogs or cats or something, or maybe other, animals. Perhaps if you're working on a farm or whatever, you have animals that you come to know, horses and so forth. I remember, they begin to, after a while, they recognize the sound of your voice. They recognize you. And they know, then they behave differently with you than they might behave with others. They'll come to you far more readily. They'll come to you eagerly. They understand who you are and that you care for them. Once I was in Germany, and I was out in the countryside, and we had stopped for something to eat, and there was a little field across the way, and there were some cows there, and I crossed over the road, and I said something to the cows, and they absolutely ignored me. Absolutely and completely ignored me. They did not even look up. And then I spoke to them in German, and they immediately perked up and turned and looked. They understood the sound of the language. There was a rhythm of speaking, a set of sounds that they had come to recognize and associate with something important that they should pay attention to. Well, so it is with the shepherd. There's the hireling on the one hand, and there's the shepherd on the other. The shepherd has an intimate relationship with the sheep that he, over whom he is the pastor. And unlike the hireling, the relationship is so intimate that the good shepherd will even lay his life down for the sake of the sheep. I think it's possible for people to tell when they are truly valued, truly cared for. And so every year when this Sunday comes around, this reading comes around, it's a bit of an examination of conscience for all of the pastors, all of the shepherds of the church, certainly for all of the clergy, but especially, I think, for those who specifically have mandates so that flocks are entrusted to their care, small or large. It doesn't make any difference how big. It could be very few people. It could be a vast multitude of people, but those to whom much is given, even greater is expected. And so even more does the one to whom a large flock is entrusted have to make sure that the sheep understand and hear his voice. Hear his voice so often, see him so often, understand his care for them so well that they immediately perk up and react in a way that is positive. It has to be an attracting way, a way that evinces true familiarity, true intimacy. Not the kind of familiarity, however, that can breed contempt. One of the tensions in familiarity is making sure that familiarity does not breed contempt. It has to be the kind of familiarity that breeds intimacy. And it's a difficult line to toe this, to know exactly how familiar one must be. On the one hand, there has to be direct and deep contact, has to be frequent, has to be honest, has to be genuine. But the pastor is not the sheep. He is shepherded by the Lord himself, but for his people he is the shepherd. He is not a sheep. So he must not behave like them in the same way. He has to be different. There also, in the same moment that there has to be familiarity, there also has to be a separation. These days, there are a lot of people who talk about clericalism and how clericalism is a terrible thing, and it has to be extirpated and eradicated, and we have to eliminate the differences between sheep and shepherd, between priest and people, so that they are just like everyone else. I demur. I don't think that this is the model that the Good Shepherd himself models for us. He's the Good Shepherd is the one who is ready to lay down his life for the sheep. In talking to the Pharisees here, I think they understood precisely what it was that he was talking about as far as the care for the sheep that he was prompting, to which he was giving evidence in his own person. There is a couple of chapters in the prophet Ezekiel where God talks about the wicked shepherds who have slaughtered the flocks and who have fleeced them. And the Lord says through the prophet, I myself will come. I myself will come in the age of salvation to gather the flock. In Ezekiel 34, we have the prophecy. It says, For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock, when some of his sheep have been scattered abroad, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness. This Sunday, we can reflect on the goodness of the Lord, who is a loving shepherd, the one who guides us, who will get us out of the trouble that we get into. And if anyone has ever been around sheep, they can get themselves in trouble really quickly, and they'll need to be extracted at some point. But also, I think it's a time of deep introspection, reflection, examination of conscience, especially for those to whom responsibility for others has been given. This is certainly true for bishops and for priests. I would also suggest that it is also similarly a time of reflection for fathers of families. Are you a shepherd to your family in your domestic church? Are you taking a leadership role in prayer, where your children or your wife or others who are around you regularly in a relationship of intimacy can see that you are ready to lead, you are ready to pasture them. Especially, I think this is important as far as prayer in the home is concerned. Taking a leadership role in prayer, being willing and able to lead the rosary, immediately to be the first one to lead prayers at table, to stop occasionally with others and simply to raise praise to God, even in your own words, and certainly with memorized prayers also, but also in your own words, to demonstrate that there's a relationship of intimacy between you and God that others, especially your children, can recognize. Good Shepherd Sunday has beautiful and tender imagery, but it's also a time for close and thorough examination of conscience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.